The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
We have in our Mishnah Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbonon about someone who pledges to bring a mincha min ha-soirim. Now, it does not exist a minchas nadova from soirim. So how do we interpret the meaning of this nadova? Rabbonon hold that he really intends to donate a standard mincha from chitim. So according to one Mishnah in the Gemara, when he says min ha-soirim, he meant to back out and change his mind. And since he already donated a regular mincha, he can no longer change his mind. So he has to bring a mincha chitim. According to other Mishnah in the Gemara, he mistakenly thought that he could bring a mincha soirim. But he tells us now that had he known that there's no such thing as a mincha soirim, he would have donated a mincha chitim. Now Reb Shimon holds that this fellow plans on donating a mincha soirim dafka, and that's what he wants. And since there's no such a thing as a mincha soirim, it just doesn't work. Nothing happens. The hektish is not chal. That's the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbono. And there was a young boy about 12 or 13 years old in the times of the Chasam Sofer in the city of Nadish. See, he had a small sheep that he apparently adored very much. And one day he told his uncle that this sheep is his Korban Pesach. So the uncle, when he heard that, he contacted the Rav of the town, who was Rav Yankiv of Nadish, and he reported to him that what the kid had said. So the Rav realized that there was a serious shail over here. The boy, when he said that this is my Korban Pesach, he essentially was makdish his sheep as a korban, and the sheep is now hektish, it cannot be used, and it has to be separated from people, so no one will be nene from it. Now the boy, even if he wasn't yet bar mitzvah, he had already reached Onas Nedarim, which is a year before Gadlus, and his hektish is binding. So the Rav contacted the boy, and he asked the boy what happened over here. So the boy said, "I didn't mean to be makdish; it was just a childish joke. I didn't mean anything serious." So the Rav wasn't sure. The Rav sent a letter to the Chasam Sofer, and he asked him how to deal with this. And it's recorded in the Chuvas Chasam Sofer or Chaim Simakov Lamites. So the Chasam Sofer was not willing to rely on what the boy said, that he didn't really mean it. The Chasam Sofer writes that we're dealing over here with a Nisa Deraisa, and it's very difficult just to brush it all off by listening to what the boy said, that he didn't really mean it. This is, at most, is Dvaron Shebelev, meaning that he communicated a clear expression that this sheep is Kodesh B'Kodesh's Korban Pesach. He told his uncle, "This is my Korban Pesach," and without any indication of schoik. The expression has to be interpreted by the meaning of the words themselves. It's very difficult to change the implication of these words based on what he claims afterwards. That's the klal of Dvarim Shebelev in a Dvarim. So the Chasam Sofer took this hektish pretty seriously. Additionally, the Chasam Sofer was not satisfied with having him do she'ela, be she'ela on the hektish, because you need a certain level of charota. And we can't necessarily be sure that everything checks in terms of the she'ela. He said it was a young boy. He did not want to be simech on this. Now, Chasam Sofer, however, suggests that possibly the hektish was not binding in the first place. And he talks about a concept based on our Mishnah. The Rav Shimon says that you're misnadiv, if you're misnadiv at minchas soirim, it's not chal because lo yisnadiv kederecha misnadivim. And the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is saying, and what we paskin, is that any hakdosha which is made that doesn't exist, if such a korban or nedova doesn't exist, it's not hektish. Hektish is not chal. Now likewise, if you're makdish something with the intent to do a kind of akrova that doesn't exist, this should be comparable to being makdish of a mincha soirim. Because such a kind of mincha or korban doesn't exist. I mean, just like if you're saying that to bring mincha from soirim, it's not chal because there's no such thing as mincha from soirim. If you are makdish something and say that you're going to do the avoid in a way which doesn't exist, the hekdesh should not be chal. And there's a tesefta in Menaches that says someone who's makdish an animal and says that he's going to be makrivit b'chutz in Beis Chonyoy, the behemoth does not become kodesh according to Reb Shimon because he's snadiv shalei kederech ha-misnadiv. There's no such a thing as being makriv a korban b'chutz. So when you are makdish as animal and say you're going to be makriv b'chutz, it's hisnadiv shalei kederech ha-misnadiv. Now, if someone is makdish an animal bizman hazeh, when we don't have a mikdash to do avodas, essentially he's being makdish it with intent and plans to be makdish to be makrevi b'chutz. There's no beis hamikdash. So this is a misnadiv shaloi gederech a misnadiv. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not chal. It's not kodesh at all. The Rambam pasan like Rabbi Shimon. So now Chassam Sofer brings that this is really an open machlik as Rashi and Tosis in Psochim Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara talks all about the basar that's eaten b'leil Pesach b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says the famous halacha that you cannot designate a piece of meat and say that basar zeh lePesach b'zman hazeh. You can't do that. B'nei shenirei kemakdish behemtoi v'oichel kotcha b'chutz. It looks like you're being makdishit and eating kotcha b'chutz. Now, some shittas in the Gemara hold that you can't eat any roasted meat b'leil Pesach if you roast it in the way that was done in the Korban Pesach. For this reason, because Nirko Oichel Kachem Bechutz. Now, the Gemara in that sugya says that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem. It's mutter. It's mutter to eat tzli on Leil Pesach. Now, this is Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon poitim imnesha isnadim shaloka derecham isnadim. And the Chok Yankiv in Simon Tov Samach Tes writes that for this reason the Rambam does not bring down that halacha of the Gemara, because the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, and the Gemara says according to Rav Shimon there's no problem. Now Rashi explains what the Gemara means that according to Rav Shimon there's no problem is because once the behema is shochut, is no longer roy to be hooked as a Korban Pesach. You can't be makdish a shochut as a Korban Pesach. You need to be makdish a kebes, which is alive. And now he was not makdish anything mechayim. It's the whole chashash is that it looks like he's being makdish now that it's roasted. So since it's not roy for a Korban Pesach, it's considered misnadiv shaloi kederech misnadvim, and it's not hektish according to Rav Shimon. So that's what the Gemara means, that according to Rav Shimon there's no issue. Tosfos, however, explains differently. Tosfos says that the chashash is that people are going to think if you're roasting it kederech Korban Pesach that this animal was hukdash mechayim. When they'll say that the person, the Baalim, was makdish this animal mechaim. Now, the reason why, according to Rav Shimon, there's no issue is because bizman hazeh, there's no way to be makriv. And that when you're makdish it, it's as if you're makdish it with the intent to be makriv b'chutz, since there's no possibility for akrova b'fnim. And therefore, there's no problem because you misnadiv shaloi kederech misnadvim. So Tosfos is clearly saying this svar. Tosfos says that, according to Rav Shimon, when you're makdish something with zman hazeh, we view it as if your plan is to be makrivit v'chutz, and that's misnadiv shaloi kederech misnadvim. Now, according to Rashi, it could be that if you're makdish mechayim, we would not necessarily dismiss the hektish because misnadiv shaloi kederech misnadvim, because this keves or eiz is completely roi for akrova, and the Baalim didn't clearly mention that he plans to be makrivit v'chutz. And we don't necessarily assume that he means to be makrovit b'chutz. So according to Rashi, that if you would be makdish mechayim, the hekdish would be kederech misnadvim. Tosfos is mechadish, the way he learns the Gemara, that when he is makrovit bezman hazeh mechayim, we interpret that the meaning of this hakdasha is that he intends to be makrovit b'chutz, and therefore that disqualifies the kedusha because it's shalei kederech misnadvim. Now back to our story. This boy, it's going to be totally on the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If this boy's hektish is Tosfos, according to Rashi, the hektish is Tosfos because we don't see this chiddush that if you're makrif something with manazeh, you don't. It's with the intent to be makrifit bechutz. According to Tosfos, this is clearly what the Gemara says. If you're makdish something with manazeh, it's not chal according to Rav Shimon. And now Chassam Sofer shows that the Rambam's shita is like Rashi. That hektish mechayim bezman hazeh is chal, because the Rambam says the Rambam paskens the sheichet umala b'chutz. If you're sheichet kochim, or you're mala kochim, your makrav kochim bezman hazeh b'chutz, you're chayiv chorus. Now, how you chayiv? How do you have hektish bezman hazeh? It's misnadav shalikat erchem misnadvim, according to Tosfos. So clearly, the Rambam holds like Rashi that you could be makdish a korban bizman hazeh mechayim. Now, and the Chassam Sofer was not comfortable with relying on Shitas Tosfos, since the Rambam and Rashi both disagree with Tosfos. So now Chassam Sofer actually mentions in the Tshuva that if you're Makdish Mizman HaZen, you clearly say that your intent is to wait for Mashiach and to go ahead and be Makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he writes that even according to Tosfos, the Hekdash is Chal, because there's no problem of Masnadim Shalekh Derech HaMasnadim. You clearly said that you're planning to be Makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash. So you could be Doicha the Raif and the Rambam and say that the case that the Rambam says that you're Chayiv on Sheikh HaBechutz is when you're Makdish something, Amanas Lahakriv BeMikdash. And the Rambam maybe agrees to Tosfos. I don't know. Some Sefer does not, he doesn't offer this tzad. So in the end, the Chassam Sofer did not disregard the Hekdesh, and he held that the Hekdesh of this boy was Tosfos. Now the Chassam Sofer did suggest the following gates. He said that we should be poide this sheep onto money, the Hekdesh, you could be mechalal Hekdesh on the money, and then take the money and destroy it. Like the Gemara says in Erechin, with the money of Hekdesh, as manazeh, you're shodi ben ahara, you throw it into the river. So no one is going to be nene from it. However, the only way you could be poida a korban is if it gets a mum. If a korban is a tum, you can't be poida it. You need a mum kavua. Now there's an issur to be matal mum akochim. So, and it's hard to wait around till it gets a mum. It could take months or years. So he writes that what you should do is you should tell a goy to be matal a mum in the sheep. Now, although we're usually not matir Amir la'akum by matal mum b'kotchim, he says over here, what you'll do is you'll have the cotton be shoyel on the hekdesh. Now, although he said that we're not samech on the she'ela alone, but together with the fact that we're only dealing with amir la'akum over here, and the boy will be shoyel on his hekdesh, so together with that, we'll be samech and allow amir la'akum on matal mum b'kotchim, and then be paid the sheep.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.